League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
A business development manager from Norwalk, Connecticut, Scott Bergeron.
Oh, yeah. Welcome into the studio. Woo! Scott Bergeron this morning. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Yay! Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
You're the first real Jeopardy contestant that we've ever had on the show.
All right. Well, that's exciting.
I got to tell you, Scott looks like a regular guy, right? Younger, right. In the know. Doesn't look like a professor. Doesn't have the cul-de-sac like hair going on, mm-hmm. where this is all gone, but the perimeter is still there.
Except he's a lot smarter than we are.
Right.
Tremendously smarter.
Well, that's probably true. Yeah. How do you get on Jeopardy, man? How does it work?
Every January they have an online test. Mm-hmm. So anyone can hop on and take it. Everyone in the country takes it at the same time. If you do well enough, they invite you to like one of the cities. So I went to New York City. You take another 50 question test in person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do a practice test you do like a practice round with other people. The producers interview you because they're looking for, they don't want like dead fish.
Right.
Right. You have personality.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So they do that. And then they have 18 months to call you back. So
18
you,
months.
They, wow. They never give you any feedback. I have no idea how I did on any of the tests.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Scott.
So, I mean, he could just be the last three guys that they had left on the list.
Right.
Or he could be the top 10%. Like, you have no idea. And then when they do the run through, like, there's no Alex Trebek. So there's like some mock guy comes out in a terrible pair of sweatpants.
Right.
And he's like, all right, here's your categories.
Speaking of Alex Trebek, now you were on last night. The show finally aired.
Yes.
And this was the encounter you had with him at the beginning.
Scott Bergeron from Norwalk, Connecticut, works for a company that makes a product that I didn't even know about. What is it?
So we make the product that makes your candy shiny. So pretty much everyone in this room has eaten way more shellac in their life than they...
I was just going to say, shellac or polyurethane?
Yeah, shellac, yeah. It's very natural. It's good for you.
Good for me?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I don't know. Seems like he's down here, Scott. What do you think?
Yeah, he's got to be a little bit aggressive in those interviews, I think,
to make them happen in a timely manner.
Exactly.
I think Alex Trebek has been trying to retire for about 8 years.
And they won't
let him walk away. They won't let him walk away. So he's just like, somebody end it for me up here.
Yeah. It's a cush gig. He works 2 days a week.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But I still think he's sick of it.
I mean, he can say anything he wants and be as crazy he wants and nobody says anything.
That's true.
He's just like, it's just crazy Alex Trebek.
Right,
that's how he is. So this happened on the show.
Daily double. It's a close game. You can risk up to 1,000.
I'll do 1,000, please.
Thought you might. Here's the clue. World War II pilot Tim Vigors felt a taste of fear aiding the evacuation of this French port in 1940.
God. What is Normandy?
No, what is Dunkirk? Dunkirk.
He says that so disapproval. It's Dunkirk.
Right.
Don't you know it's supposed to be Dunkirk?
If it was at Alex Trebek's party... He doesn't even let you stick around for dessert.
That's true.
Let's be honest. Would you fight Alex Trebek?
Be honest.
Come on.
I mean, I will say he comes off like a jerk on TV. He's probably one of the nicer guys I've ever met. But, if there's enough money involved, I'd throw down with him.
All right. We're going to have more with Scott Bergeron from Jeopardy coming up next. And also, Scott, Raven said that he could beat you in any category. So
didn't
we're going to put
that
to...
Yep. Never said that. Whatsoever. Anna said that.
We're putting it to the test next. Norwalk Scott Bergeron joining us in the studio this morning. He competed on Jeopardy last night. So we were talking about whether you would want to punch Alex Trebek in the face because of his snarky comments.
Here's food for thought.
Yeah, this is with the end, the final question. What's it called? It's final question, right?
Final Jeopardy, yep.
Scott Bergeron, we come to you first. You had 2,800. Couldn't get it going today. And in final, you didn't get it going either. That is incorrect. It is not Turing.
Oh, it's like he kicked you in the gut.
Man. Yeah, he did. But he, like, he really is one of the nicer people I've met. And
I think he just hates his life at this point, Alex Trebek. He's like, get me off this show.
No, I think it's his... Scott, do you think that it's like his shtick? Like, that's what he does?
It could be that a little bit. And I think, I mean, I think he actually genuinely probably feels bad for people that couldn't get it going like I didn't.
Oh, man.
But it comes off as snarky because he's Canadian.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because he's Canadian. Yeah. That's
great.
How it is. Right.
You know what? We just wanted to start a personal fight. Now Scott started one with an entire country.
So you ended up obviously not taking home the big prize, not winning. But do you get to keep that $300 or no?
So third place gets 1,000, second place gets 2,000, and first place keeps what they won.
So you get $1,000. So
it covers airfare.
Yeah. And
right.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good, I guess. Yeah.
So they don't take care of your airfare on
top
of it.
Yeah.
Wow, even Judge Judy pays for airfare. What's going on?
Maybe you should go on Jerry Springer next.
Yeah. I missed the boat on that one.
I guess so.
We're going to have more with Scott where he challenges Raven to a Jeopardy game, I guess that we're going to call it, right?
Right, I'm ready to go. It's a match.
Next on Star 99.9, today's best mix. Wait a minute. Here's my favorite part. Ready?
Scott Bergeron from Norwalk, Connecticut.
It's like he's never heard the word Connecticut before.
Yeah, he says Connecticut like you say singer. Singer.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us in the studio, Scott Bergeron from Norwalk, who was on Jeopardy last night. Yay! You didn't come away with the big prize, but you're a winner in our eyes because you're certainly a lot smarter than I am, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So we have set
up. I agree with that.
Raven thinks that he is smarter than you.
No, this is not what happened, Scott. If you've been listening regularly, you know that Anna has lied, told you that I would beat you at this game. But the more that she's talked about it and got it ramped up and we've sat next to each other, now I plan to destroy you.
Right.
I'm going to do my best anyways. Normandy.
So this is Jeopardy contestant Scott Bergeron.
Now I just made him mad.
Versus Raven. Raven has a triangle to sound in.
Right.
And Scott has a bell. All right. And let's see. The categories today are Connecticut, Animal Kingdom, Name That Boy Band.
Okay.
Right.
Connecticut, Animal
Kingdom, and Name That Boy Band. Uh-huh. We're going to go to our returning champion, Scott Bergeron, since Raven would never be able to go on Jeopardy.
Wow.
And what would you like to choose?
Let's do animals for whatever the amount is.
All right. So it's either 200 or 400.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Let's start hard. We'll go 400.
Okay.
Okay. I see what he's doing.
All right. You said Animal Kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. you focused over there? Ready to go?
Number of hearts in an octopus.
Mm.
Okay, that goes to Scott.
What is 3?
That is correct.
Oh my gosh,
that's amazing.
I was surprised you knew that one.
Right.
That one was good.
Continuing.
I didn't know that one. And man, I was like, oh, if he misses this, I got him.
All right, what would you like next, Scott?
We'll do animals for 2.
Okay.
Close Animal up the category. Here we go.
Also known as a mud puppy and hellbender. Are you guys kidding me? Also known as a mud puppy and hellbender. Okay. We're just going to sit here awkwardly.
Terrible.
Is there a question?
Yes, it's also known as that. What is it? The correct answer was salamander.
What is a salamander?
What is a salamander? Yep. All right.
I would have guessed that.
You would not have. You're lying. All right, back to
Scott.
It's
a lot more pressure when the game's actually on.
So right.
Yeah.
This is what I'm seeing here. It's a lot more pressure when the game is on.
Scott, we have a Name That Boy Band or category or Connecticut?
We'll do Connecticut for 2.
Okay. The State Ship of Connecticut. Okay, that goes to Raven.
What is the Constitution?
That is incorrect.
What?
No. Scott, would you like to try?
I have no idea what the State Ship of Connecticut is.
What is the USS Nautilus? That's what it is. All right. Yep. All right.
So anticlimactic.
Was this one of the gimmies you were going to give us?
No. Next one. Let's do one more, and then we'll declare a winner here. Okay.
What?
Ready? Yeah.
Well, how can there be a winner after 3 questions?
Because you guys are not doing well.
There's a third category we haven't even gotten to.
Okay. Ready? Name That Boy Band. This band has a scary Halloween music video.
Scary.
Oh my gosh. Scott.
What is Backstreet Boys?
That is correct. Yep. All right. One more.
I'm going to contest the way this game has been run.
Yeah.
Name That Boy Band. This band The band with the name measured in Fahrenheit. That goes to Scott also.
What is 98 degrees?
That is also correct.
This is ridiculous.
I did way better on boy bands than I wanted to.
This is ridiculous.
This is amazing. Scott, are you happy about the fact that you have single-handedly destroyed Raven this morning?
It's the only thing that's making me happy right now.
You know what? This is his bounce back. Next time I demand a buzzer setup be here and all that stuff.
Scott, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks. It was fun. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.